Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
After Maxwell from Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Maxwell, my homeboy. So how did it go?
Oh, man, it was great. It was great. I know you were working. Wait till you listen to it on BlackAmericaWeb.com.
It was awesome.
Right, it was awesome, man. Live band. No track.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the full band.
Did he
horns
smell,
and everything.
Did he smell that good too, Tom, like he did the last time?
I don't smell no. Maxwell.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
You know what you're missing.
Really? I'm fine.
Tom, did he smell good?
Yeah, really.
Ooh, he smelled delicious.
Sibley, some questions you don't ask brothers, okay? Some questions you just don't ask us. How did the brother smell? I don't know. All right. Tom, of course, we've got... I can't even call him president-elect, but anyway.
Okay.
He's running around tweeting. But North Carolina, we still have significant problems, Tom. Let me tell you what the Republicans are doing there, which is stunning. It's going to blow you away. Of course, the governor lost. He's now fighting it, and he's challenging literally black voting precincts all across North Carolina. But they also lost a majority on the Supreme Court, 4-3. They're now trying to pack the Supreme Court to add two new seats so the governor can reappoint them in December before he leaves office so they control the state Supreme Court. Why? Well, Reverend William Barber, NAACP North Carolina Conference Chair, joins us right now. Reverend Barber, it's stunning. I keep saying North Carolina is the Alabama of the 21st century.
You're right. This is our Selma. And good morning, Tom Sybil and Mark Rowland. What these people are doing is incredibly cynical and wrong. Our governor, as you said, lost. We're the only state in the South that held off the Trump tide because we've been building this multiracial moral coalition. They didn't win the governor, the AG, and the Supreme Court. African-American Mike Morgan, who won the Supreme Court, had more votes than the people who won the governor's office and the AG's office. And here's what they're doing. The canvassing process is a normal process. We're all for that because you count provisional ballots. But what they've done is filed bogus complaints claiming voter fraud that local boards are saying they're just wrong. They're not. Every day another local board is saying they're bogus. They did that to slow down the canvassing process because once you get to 10,000 votes, you can't call for a recount. Now the governor is calling for a recount, which is fine. He has a right to do that. But he's filed these bogus complaints over and over and over again. And we're fighting it. They're talking about having a special session under the guise of giving more money for flood victims, which should have happened months ago when the flood happened, but then calling a special session and then using the special session to appoint two new persons to the Supreme Court. Why? Because in 2017, the federal courts have already ruled that our districts are discriminatory, and they have to be redrawn, and the Supreme Court will oversee that process. And now there's a majority of pro-democratic and progressive majority on the Supreme Court that we haven't had for a while. This is bad, and that's why tonight at 5 o'clock at the state capitol, we're having a no fear, no hate, no stealing our election massive rally, and we're asking all your listeners to join us there at 5 o'clock.
But, Reverend, it even goes beyond that because now we're talking about the Supreme Court in the election, what took place with the AG's race and other positions.
Yeah.
Because also, explain to the listeners that whoever is governor will now control the state board of elections.
Exactly. That's, again, we won and we beat them. They thought that they would, you know, I've told people, Roland, if you want to know what Trump will do, look at what McCrory has done. That's how, you know, that the words will match the deed. But he messed up, and he lost, the AG's office, which means in our state, whoever's the governor controls the state board of election and the local board of election. And then the AG, you know, is the top law enforcement officer. But Roland, there's one other thing they've done. Civitar, who is funded by Art Pope, who we call the little Koch brother in North Carolina,
wow,
has now sued the State Board of Election over a same-day registration and early voting, trying to get those votes not to be counted, when in fact we beat them. And the federal courts unanimously said that same-day registration and early voting is constitutional, and their attempt to take it was unconstitutional. So now they have sued their own state board. I want you to get that. They are suing themselves. The same people that in cahoots are now suing themselves. The governor, Civitas supported the governor. Now Civitas is suing the governor's appointment to the state board of elections, claiming that they're misusing the state the same day registration and early voting.
This is crazy.
It's beyond crazy, Tom. And it's because they know, and Roland and I talk about this all the time, if you build coalitions in the South where white and black and Latino people come together around a moral agenda, you can beat back this Southern strategy. They never thought they would lose. They thought they were going to ride the Trump tide, and North Carolina, we broke the back of it. Now we're prepared to sue. If they try to stack the Supreme Court, we're going to sue. If they try to take this race, they also may try to take the governor's race into the legislature, Roland, get the legislature to decide it. Now, if that happens, that's a 14th Amendment, 15th Amendment challenge that we're going to make in court, because they would then be nullifying the power of the black vote and the power of a court fusion coalition. But this fight is on, brother.
Meeting today, the rally is at 5 p.m. at the state capitol.
At the state capitol, everybody can come, black, white, whoever believes in justice and freedom, we need you there.
Mm. I keep trying to tell people, North Carolina is the Alabama of the 21st century. Reverend Barber, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
God bless. Take
care,
man.
Great work.
Wow.
They're suing themselves.
That's real.
Man.